Okay, Wet Weather Creek is one that only flows when it rains. Around El Paso, we don't really have them.
Well, we have arroyos. And they used to, when it would rain and it would come off the mountain, and it, even could stop traffic. Yeah, but this was a long time ago.
We don't have quite the problem, I guess, with it that we have that Tucson has.
No, I think we don't. I don't know if it's because we have done some engineering where we will divert the water to go down to the river some way. I don't know if it's something man has done or what. But we used to have something of a problem a long time ago, 50 years ago.
I guess we've figured out the drainage.
Oh, well, I hope so.
What are those drainage ditches called along upgraded roads? Like a ditch along an upgraded road. Would you call it a drainage ditch or?
Or an irrigation ditch, maybe. Or a drainage ditch, yeah.
And what about the place where they collect irrigation water? What's that collection of irrigation water called? It might be a place where they save some irrigation water so they can let it go.
Reservoirs?
And some people have a place outside in their backyards where they keep goldfish. What's that called?
Well, I guess it would be called a pool.
Are there other words for that? You might call it a fish something.
Oh, pond. A fish pond.
And so that's another one of those pronunciation items.
Yeah,
I have to
right.
get you to say the right word.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, in a forest, there's a clearing and a grassy area and some flowers. You call that a.
I think I might call that a meadow.
And a place where children can play on swing sets.
A playground.
And how about the word park? What does that mean to you?
Well, it has a very positive connotation. I think it means something planned, man-made, with an eye toward harmony or beauty or balance. Park.
And how about the word basin? What is a basin?
Well, a basin is where water collects, but not, I think, naturally. It's not something man has made to collect water like a reservoir.
And alligators live in what kind of
Well,
area?
they live in swamps.
And a flat-topped hill out in the desert is called what?
Mesa.
And if you're walking along a trail and all of a sudden it drops off, you call that a. In the mountains. You're walking along a mountain trail.
I don't know.
Any kind of drop off. Well, it could be any kind. It could be something that people are climbing up, you know, but it's steep. What would that be called?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You want to spell it and then I'll pronounce it?
Well, what about a cliff?
Well, I know what a cliff is, but some way or other I wouldn't have thought of cliff in the terms you're describing it.
Yeah, I gave you sort of a obtuse clue, I think.
Well, it's possible.
And what's the plural of cliff?
Cliffs.
And let's see. Soil that's not very good for planting is called.